Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released April 11th, 2003.
Nazarene, my chat friend Melanie in Yorkshire, England asked, surely if the kingdom of God was at war with the United States, wouldn't it just obliterate them? After all, God created the world.
Melanie's statement is quite true, Alora. If we really put our minds to it, we could wipe the United States off the face of the earth. The problem is, if we do that, we'll destroy mankind too. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep mankind intact. We want our children to survive. So we have to find some way of persuading the United States to do what we want to do without destroying everyone, without destroying them, because everything is in such balance that if we destroyed such a major society, everything would disappear. Most people do not understand the bond between the spiritual and the living. We are dependent on one another. Yes, us older souls, us immortal souls, could leave Earth, could go to some other world and take up residence and be born in those people and live on forever. But the young souls, the human souls here on Earth, if mankind perishes, they will perish right along with their race. The human race has produced a few ultimates that have gone out to seed other worlds and give life to other worlds, but they can do much, much more. They have a place in the universe that is very important and is part of the universe, and their material existence should go on as well. Yes, God could destroy the United States. He could cause calamities that would reduce it to ashes, but he wants the United States to survive. He wants its people to survive.
Whoa, thank goodness, Nazarene. After all, we live there.
And that is one of the chief reasons, Alora, that God is so merciful to them. If you did not live there, if some other nation welcomed you and you went away, he would be far harsher on them.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we work the poor thing to death, and we highly recommend it.
Jesus here. Alora is sleeping. The poor girl needs her rest. You cannot imagine the amount of work that she does. So I'm going to take this question by myself again. I am asked over and over again, Lord, what is wrong with celibacy? Why can't we deny the desires of the flesh and be pure in the service of God? We cannot understand why you speak against this when we feel it is so important to deny the flesh. By denying the flesh, by denying those natural desires that God gives you, God instructed you to covet women, to desire to be with them, to hold them, to caress them, to be one with them. God desired that you do this. He created you to do this. And when you say this is wrong, you are defying God. You are denying God. You are saying that God's creation is imperfect, that what God wants you to do is wrong. And this is wrong. You are committing blasphemy. You are speaking against God's perfection. And man cannot speak against God's perfection. Those that deny the flesh, deny the natural desires that God gives you, deny the instructions that God gives you, are committing blasphemy. They are speaking against God. They are saying, we will not obey God. We will not do what God wants us to do. We will do what we want to do. We want to be holy. We want to be separate. We don't want to touch women. We believe women are unholy. When you say that, you are defying God. You are saying what God created is imperfect and unholy, and man cannot do that. That is why celibacy is wrong.
We'll be back again.